It's Wednesday and time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, when we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today we feature Northwest Initiative, which offers an array of programs and services to improve the health of neighborhoods on Lansing's west and northwest sides. Here to tell us more, Executive Director Peggy Vaughn Payne and Daryl Alexander, a former client and current volunteer at Northwest Initiative. Welcome to Current State.
How you doing?
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for inviting us.
It's great to have you here. What is the overall mission, the overall goals at Northwest Initiative, Peggy?
The overall goals is to really help our low to moderate income populations have a better community, more vibrant community, and to improve the overall health and quality of life for our residents.
Daryl, you're currently a volunteer at Northwest Initiative, but you came to the organization as a client. Tell us about how you arrived at the agency.
I arrived at the agency after I was released from prison. I deal with the program Arrow, and it's a very supportive group of people that help ex-offenders transition back into society to be productive citizens in the community.
Okay. How much time did you spend in prison?
I spent 17 years in prison.
17. And specifically, how did Northwest Initiative help you?
When you come, they do an intake, and they do an assessment of your needs. Where are you at? Where you want to be? What are your goals, your aspirations, how you can get there? They have a resume building. They have job searching. They go out and canvass the community, see what different types of businesses may hire ex-offenders. Mm-hmm. They have support groups. They help you with transportation. They have various different programs that's essential when you're coming out of prison, especially after a long term, so you can transition back into the community and be productive.
Is Arrow a high priority? I mean, I know you do a mm-hmm. lot of things at Northwest Initiative, Peggy. Is Arrow a big part of the...
Arrow has grown tremendously since we started that program back in 2007. So it was an outreach of our outreach program. And so it has grown considerably. We're actually seeing now between 300 and 500 ex-offenders every year serving them.
Between 300 and 500?
Yes.
And wow. And an Arrow stands for what? ARRO?
Yes. ARRO stands for Advocacy, Reentry, Resources, and Outreach.
Daryl, coming out of prison, what did you need help with the most?
The most, three of the basic things that coming out of prison helps a person to transition successfully is food, clothing, and shelter.
Okay, the basics.
Yes.
Okay. What would you have done without this help?
Had a harder time in succeeding. I'm scheduled to get off parole June 5th, and I've been down there volunteering the entire time. I help with food distribution, canvassing. Arrow has a prison poetry project. We also do the advocacy part down at the state capitol, as far as juvenile life for Bill. Monica Janner, she does a tremendous part in networking with other different organizations. I just did a atonement project with MSU and U of M.
Given the fact you are an ex-inmate, I mean, do you connect and you serve an awful lot of this population? You connect with a lot of the people getting out of prison as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Peggy, tell us about some of your other programs other than Arrow. I know you work on food systems development. What is that?
So our food systems development is all about helping our residents, our target population of low to moderate income residents, access fresh, healthy fruits and vegetables. And we do that through our garden-based nutrition education program. We're in four schools. We teach over 1,000 students each month and about gardening and nutrition. And each of the schools has their own children's garden. And so the children are, selecting what they want to grow and maintaining it. During the summer, we have the summer garden camps, and the children are able to continue to help maintain the gardens during that time period. And so they come back in the fall when everything is really grown and they're able to have a harvest festival.
And I had a great time working with you a few years ago.
Yes.
At, was it Luton School?
Riddle
School, mm-hmm. That's right, in Lansing, where one of these community gardens takes place. Tell us about your Corner Store Project.
Well, the Corner Store Project was one of the initial projects that we started in helping our people to access fresh fruits and vegetables. Since we live in a food desert, we didn't have access to a full service grocery store. The Corner Store Project was working with the Quality Dairy. We started with the Quality Dairy on Pine in Saginaw to bring fresh fruits and vegetables into that store, because that's where a lot of people shop, you know, at the convenience stores if they don't have reliable transportation.
But you also run the Westside Farmers Market.
We have the Westside Farmers
Market. Tell us about that. Where is it?
Okay, Westside Farmers Market is located on Martin Luther King between Oakland and West Saginaw, right on the Sparrow St. Lawrence Campus Hospital. We're in the parking lot behind the medical building and next door to the North Westminster Presbyterian Church. And it's a Monday seasonal market for 18 weeks. We set up on Mondays, you know, at noon, and we tear down at 7:30. The market goes from 3 to 7. We're looking for vendors. We're looking for entertainers, you know, musicians. We have youth activities. We have we use it as a venue to go out and reach out to our populations. So we set up our tables and have our services provided on site. We also do a food demonstration so that people are able to try a new vegetable or fruit. Mm-hmm. And we survey them to expose them to new things that they may not, you know, be accustomed to. We try to make it a fun in an entertaining afternoon.
And is the farmer's market stocked by the community gardens then?
Or yes, we do have the school gardens does have a booth, and so they sell their wares there, and all the monies that are made go right back into the gardens. We also have, you know, wonderful farmers from around the community and other vendors that sell, you know, home-baked goods and handmade, you know, Michigan-made items. That's all about, you know, what's required to have a farmer's market in our community, is to make sure that their handmade or homemade items.
You also have an extensive outreach program. Describe that for us.
Well, our outreach program is designed to help people access, you know, community resources. We provide a lot in our own facility. So people come to us, they can sign up for what used to be known as the Ingham Health Plan, which is now we've, you know, transitioned into the Affordable Care Act programs. But it could be Medicaid, My Child, Plan First. It could be food stamps or the Bridge Card, cell phones. Whatever an individual or family has a crisis with and needs assistance with, we're there to help them. So we do an initial intake to find out everything that they need, and then we try to provide the service and or refer them to an appropriate other organization in the community that can assist them.
It's Current State's Neighbors in Action for Wednesday. Our guests are Peggy Vaughn Payne, Executive Director of the Northwest Initiative, along with Daryl Alexander, a former client and current volunteer at Northwest Initiative. Who qualifies for your services?
Anybody who lives in Northwest Lansing. Our board just this year expanded our territory, so we now actually have our western border is Waverly Road, our northern border is Sheridan Road, our eastern border is Larch, North Larch Street, and our southern border is the Grand River. So it's a big, huge territory, and we're excited about that, but it also means that we may be having more people come to see us. So if you live in the zip codes of 48917, 48906, 48915, and 48933, you are eligible to come to our office and receive services.
That's the Northwest Initiative, four zip codes.
Those four zip codes.
You also work with youth. You've got a micro business program. Tell
yes.
us about that.
Excited about this. We started it last year, worked with youth ages 12 and up, and we had younger youth before, but as they transitioned and became teenagers, they really wanted to earn money. They kept saying, I need to get a job. And we were always joking with them saying, well, you know, I know you want a job, but there are not very many jobs available for children, and especially young children and someone without skills. So let's think outside the box. And so we brainstormed and came up with this idea of them starting their own little micro businesses. So I researched and got a curriculum that was appropriate for teenagers. And we worked with them last year. It was 25, 30 hours of classroom training, and then we just really worked with them on starting these little businesses. So we had one student who made tutus in jewelry with his mother and sold them at the market at $20 a piece. He made quite a bit. We had another youth who baked homemade cookies and did a killing at each of our markets. We had another youth who had some Middle Eastern breads and pastries, sweets, and he made out really well, as you know, too. So we just had a wonderful variety of children who were doing some great things.
How exciting. Daryl, why did you choose to stay and volunteer at Northwest Initiative?
Well, it was a learning experience. I got to learn various aspects of different things not only with the nonprofit organization, but also with small things like the micro business class. If I want to be an entrepreneur, I learn from that. Baby mm-hmm. steps first. I learned had very valuable teachings given to me, great mentors, staying positive. I don't want to be the 88% that's recidivist in the state of Michigan. I want to be the 12% that succeed. And staying positive, being focused, and having a support group that does that with me helps me.
You talked about your involvement in the Arrow program. How else do you help people served by the initiative?
Oh, I help with food distribution. I go out there, help unload the trucks, and interact with the community. I also do canvassing. Also, I'm in college right now for web design, so I kind of like just kind of troubleshoot the website and help with little IT problems.
Are there opportunities for people to volunteer, Peggy?
Oh, yes. We certainly need volunteers. Last year, we had about 350 volunteers that helped us with our variety of projects. And
I can't get over these numbers. Between 300 and 500 ex-offenders mm-hmm. and between 300 and 500.
Oh, 350 volunteers.
350 volunteers. Those yes. are some amazing numbers.
And we have wonderful people that are always there to help. And if anybody is interested in helping, we always need volunteers. So just have to give us a call at 999-2894. We love to have people volunteer with the many programs that we have.
Where does your funding come from for the Northwest Initiative?
Our major funders are Ingham County, the Michigan Nutrition Network, Capital Area United Way, the City of Lansing, private corporations, as well as private donations. And we're always looking for funding.
You have some upcoming events happening as well.
Yes, we do. So since we have some new territory, I want to make sure that all the people in the 48906 and 48917 zip codes know that we're going to have folks coming out and starting door-to-door canvassing in their more vulnerable neighborhoods. So be on the lookout. We're not trying to sell you anything. We're just really trying to help you, you know, access resources that you may not know about and that could help your family. We also have our community gardens and the summer garden camps. So the community gardens still have some space. If people are interested in learning how to garden, we teach you. We handhold you through the process. Same with the summer garden camps. They'll start as soon as school is out, and we'll have 4 different 2-week camps. They're from 9 to noon. And then we also have a low-cost lawn care program that is really one of the Arrow on-the-job training programs. And so we're really excited about that. This is our 3rd year of offering that service to people in the community, and it's wonderful.
We have does your farmer's market open for business?
It opens on June 23rd, okay. Mondays from 3 to 7 p.m., from June 23rd to October 27th.
Okay. Daryl, where do you hope to be in the next couple of years? You talked about the you're in college for web design.
Yes.
So you'd really like to. Where are you going to school?
University of Phoenix.
Okay. Very good. Any other goals that you've got here beyond a career in web design?
Well, IT career overall. Okay. Web design is just a start. You have IT security. You have programming analysis, things like that. It's very important. I learned from watching so many people come into the correctional system mm-hmm. that you have to further your education and better yourself. That's a necessity to make it in today's world. So having a support group like I got, having the chance to improve myself, that's very wonderful. And in the next couple of years, I'll be active in my community, still deal with nonprofits, and increase my education.
You intend to stay in Lansing then?
Yes.
Okay. Peggy Vaughn Payne is the executive director of Lansing's Northwest Initiative. Daryl Alexander is a former client and a current volunteer there. Thanks to both of you. Good luck.
Thank you so much for having us.
Current State could always use more nominations for our Neighbors in Action segment. We know there are people and organizations out there doing excellent work. We just don't know about them. Please help us out and tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State or send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, please, and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.